We've been talking a lot about these little boys who think they're men and how, when it comes right down to it, they don't have a clue about how to take care of the ladies. See, when a young man gets all sexually excited, he's like an inexperienced manager of a baseball team. The other team comes up to the plate, he sends in a star pitcher right off the bat. Now that pitcher, with his one big strong arm, takes the mound, and inexperienced, like his manager, he starts throwing nothing but fastballs. I mean, yeah, he starts off getting them across the plate and getting some strikes, but it's not long before his arm starts getting tired. Now his manager comes out of the dugout and says, "Hey, you're supposed to be young and strong. What's the matter with you? Your pitching arm's starting to drop." Pitcher says, "I don't know. I'll try and keep my arm up." Manager says, "Okay." But it ain't long and that arm starts dropping again. And before you know it's only the fourth or fifth inning and that manager's got to pull that pitcher from the mound. Next thing you know, the other team just starts heckling him, and that manager don't know what to do. So he just pulls out and forfeits the game. Now an older manager knows what he's doing. See, he don't send in his star pitcher first. No. He knows it's gonna be a long game, so he sends in his other pitchers first. He's got two ace pitchers to start off that game, Mr. Lippy and Mr. Tunguser. And they don't start off with a bunch of fastballs. Oh no. They start off with all kinds of pitches. They got sinkers and slow balls and curve balls and all kind of good stuff. And they don't just send them down the middle of the plate. They send those pitches all around the edges of that sucker. Oh yeah. They work that thing over. Then after a few innings, that manager calls up his bullpen. He's got five lefties and five righties. He just starts sending them in one after another. After a while, you can see that batter getting totally flustered. Why, that sucker's just turning beet red and foaming at the mouth. And that's when the old manager sends in his star pitcher. That old boy takes the mound, flexes that arm, and says, "Now we're going to see some pitching." But he don't start off by just firing off a bunch of pitches. That old boy just works that plate. He sends down a slider, then a fadeaway, another slider, another fadeaway. And he keeps that going till that batter's just sweating up a storm. Then he starts picking up the pace. He starts throwing those pitches a little faster, then faster, then faster still, till finally that batter is just a shaking and a screaming and cries out, "Victory is yours!" You see, ladies, don't waste your time on little high school or college teams. You save yourself for the big leagues. When you find that older team run by that good old manager, you marry him. And you're going to enjoy some of the best baseball you could ever imagine.